Your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in BedEx. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of BedEx. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Welcome back to Dickerville Field. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch on 102.1 WLEW Sports. And if you missed our little earlier statements, man, it is beautiful. A great night for football here at Dickerville, a great night for football for Michigan High School sports. We want to thank Thumb Cellular, who's making it possible for our broadcast tonight. Thumb Cellular, the voice of the thumb. Well, we've got both teams out on the field. We're ready to introduce the starters for tonight's game. Again, this is an eight-man football game. So, Chad, you've got to see a little bit of the eight-man action already in the past year.
Yes, I have. It's similar to the 11-man, other than it's a little bit faster pace, a little bit more room out there. So, by default, you tend to get a little bit more scoring. But, you know, it's football, it's good football, and it's an exciting game.
Now, that would be fun to play. Now, again, it's easy to do the math. You're going from an 11-man team to an 8-man team, and the coaches will be scattering them around. You're not going to see a whole lot of, if any, 3-man backfields. You're going to see most of the night. You'll see a quarterback and one back in the backfield, and you're going to work the receivers out wide to both sides. And it's just as tough on the line with five guys on the line or seven players on the line. So we're introducing our players at this time. We were talking about the Dickerville Eagles before we went to our break. This could be a really strong year, Chad, for the Dickerville Eagles. As we look at the seniors, they've got a big senior lineup. And the other thing that Coach Bill Brown spoke with me earlier before the game, we talked about how many players do you have playing both ways. Now, you would think that there would be a lot of guys playing both ways, but you know what? They've only got two players that are going to stay on the field, offense and defense. It's going to give them a lot of fresh legs.
It is. It's going to really help them, especially down the stretch, because that energy is still going to be left in the tank for these guys. And like you said, 11 seniors on this team, there's no substitute for that either.
So our quarterback, Dylan Patello, number 10, the senior, 5'8 senior, 155 pounds. He's going to be the quarterback tonight for the Dickerville Eagles. And Dylan was not one of the players. He must have maybe even played JV, but he wasn't one of the players that was here for the 2012 team. But he's going to be starting tonight for the Eagles on quarterback. And we've got a lot of uniforms out there for the North Huron Warriors. Let's go back to the Warriors for a minute. Young team, a lot of players. Now, Coach Fisher had made the statement here a couple of days ago that he was trying to get some more recruits out there. There's some other guys that should be playing football.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure that that's the case in just about any school. If you walk the halls and you look around and you could handpick who you got to throw a uniform
right
on, your team would have a little bit different look.
But, you know, he's going to be playing with the kids. These kids, we both, you know, Chad and I both coached peewee softball over at Kindy for a number of years, for a decade or more. He got a few more years in than I did. I actually coached the Knobloch Funeral Home team, and that's their family's funeral home. And some of these kids, it's kind of the last of the kids that I see that they were, you know, first grade, hanging out kindergarten, first grade, second grade, that are coming out to play here tonight. Most of them in their senior year. This is the last of my crew anyways. So it's just kind of fun to see these kids, how they've grown up, and we get them out onto the football field. We're almost ready to go with just a few minutes on the clock. Matter of fact, it's 58 seconds on the clock before we start our official 2014 Michigan High School Athletic Association game. Of course, you heard me say thank you to Thumb Cellular, the voice of the Thumb, for helping you bring us the broadcast here tonight. It's Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch. We will be bringing you all of the play-by-play action, and we're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back with the game.
The Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Leasing Program makes it easy for you to drive a brand-new Chevrolet Silverado pickup. They have over 25 brand-new 2014 and 2015 Chevrolet Silverados to choose from. Lease a new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado Double Cab LT for zero down and payments as low as $229 a month, or a new 2015 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab Diesel LT four-wheel drive with leather heated seat for only zero down and $449 a month. Pick yours out and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet M25 and Seawing. Tax, title, and dock fees extra. 36-month lease based on approved credit. GM employee discount not required. Other fees may apply. See dealer for details.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, welcome back. Beautiful night. We're ready for the kickoff in the start of the 2014 Michigan High School Athletic Association 8-man football season here for these two teams, for the North Huron Warriors out of Kindy in Port Austin and the Deckerville Eagles. We've got 12 minutes on the clock. A little bit different for the 8-man. We've got a little thinner field, not as wide, but you know what? You're still going to be running 100 yards no matter how you look at it, even with a few less bodies on the field. So we're ready to go. Here's the kickoff and a short kick by number 40. Taken on the 35-yard line by the Warriors with the number 30. That's Nathan Iden, who'll be playing running back, linebacker, and a senior, 5'10", 175 pounds. Well, you know what? They got great football field. Kurt Fritsch, a senior, with the kickoff. What did he get, about 15 yards on that kick?
Yeah, he's going to take over to about the 44-yard line, so they're in pretty good field position.
The Warriors break over the ball. Alex Pichette is the center for the Warriors. Two men in the backfield out of the I formation. Quarterback hands up off the middle to the left side, and a nice fake there by the quarterback number 19. That's Shane Maurer, junior, 5'9", 165 pounds for the Warriors.
Yeah, he had me faked out on that handoff. I was watching the left side, and everything was in the middle.
Well, nice play, but 81 right there. Austin Spatesall, 6'1", 200-pound sophomore, is doing some defensive work for the Deckerville Eagles. Back into the I formation. Handoff to the left side, right up the middle. They go with the same play. Nothing there again, as the handoff was to James Veers.
Yeah, that Deckerville defensive line was right there, and Mr. Veers met the Eagles in a hurry.
Well, Veers ran in again to number 81. Austin Spatesell up front for defense for the Eagles. Jared Philpott, 5'8", 150-pound junior on the left tackle. 69 over on the right side. That's Cody Mosoff. That's one of the three-year starters over here, three-year returners anyways, from the 2012 championship team. Mosoff, a 230-pound, 6'1", senior. Two backs in the backfield, strong to the right-hand side. We're going to do a little reverse handoff on the left. 88's going to do the carry, and that's going to be Adam Homerich, the 6-foot senior. Not much there, I'll tell you what. Deckerville Eagles are stingy, Chad, on that line.
Yeah, number 40, Curtis Fritsch, was over there on the tackle there, and yeah, they got a couple yards, but there's not much out there.
74, Pichette the center, back over the ball.